This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand with Alex Chadwick and the five best ideas in television.
From our interview on Monday, the 18-year-old actor and producer Michael Cera with an online series coming on CBS.com. Here he is on TV these days.
I mean, nothing really grabs me anymore, you know, and that's not because I'm bitter or anything, but it's just, I don't know, I can't get into things anymore on television.
It's a $120 billion a year business. The average American watches 4.5 hours every day. But even the experts don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 years.
Because online video is getting so big, YouTube and others, that's where younger viewers go. What about the guy at the end of yesterday's report when you asked him about the best idea in TV?
That is an amazing question. Could be worth many, many millions of dollars at the end of the day. What a question.
He is TV. He's a producer. He makes shows. So I thought, here is a chance for some Hollywood glam. And we do lunch at the legendary Chateau Marmont. There's a garden terrace like a Paris afternoon, as if everyone there were auditioning for a reality show called Swank. A stunning blonde, two tables away, so still her face never twitches. I turn back to Jason.
Do you know what is going to happen to the networks in 5 years?
I don't. I don't think anyone knows what's going to happen to the networks. I mean,
Jason Goldberg, a partner in Catalyst Films.
I believe that they will all live, and I believe that things might just get a little bit leaner. And I do feel at the end of the day that content will always be king.
Content is the term for programming. Maybe it's shallow to use the words genius and television in the same sentence. Okay, Jason is very adept at content for the audience that TV most wants.
Here we come.
18 to 24-year-olds, not yet fully brand loyal, but avid consumers of jeans, shampoo, soda, cars, and each other's culture.
Being punked is when you just get dissed. Anything to make you feel like an idiot, a moron.
With his partner, actor Ashton Kutcher, Jason created Punked on the cable channel that's for 18 to 24's MTV.
We felt that there was nobody communicating to youth culture at all. Honestly, communicating to youth culture.
Prank shows go way back in TV to candid camera. Punked brought a generational freshness about style and attitude.
Nothing is staged, and it is a spontaneity, and it's originality, it's an energy.
And here it is, and here we go. Look out, because you're going to get punked.
Punked was such a hit, MTV ran the half-hour episodes 50 times a week. And Jason and Ashton hit again on MTV, same age range, with Beauty and the Geek.
Huge fan of Star Trek.
Did you ever see the Trekkie thing?
Actually, the preferred term is trekker rather than trekkie.
Now, they're looking for new projects and inspiration.
Something that I've been focused on for the last couple of years is what's happening overseas first, then coming back in here.
See, on old TV or online TV, you don't find 18 to 24s just by instinct. Jason, who's 36, really does need the best idea in television. Catalyst Film deploys street teams, hipster lookouts, who watch kids and what they do. Now, this is not a new idea, but Jason and Catalyst execute it extremely well, looking in places you might not expect. He mentioned Oklahoma, industrial cities in the Midwest, where kids are so alienated and overlooked that they're inventing their own culture.
They're so true to themselves and so in their own world, you can't get to these kids.
They don't want to talk to you.
They don't want to talk to you. We get to those kids.
What you're really saying is, watch the outsiders.
You got it. They are driving. They're the driving force, in my opinion.
TV eats whatever it finds. Old TV, online TV, too. Sharp new flavors get lost in the mush, even if you lunch at the Chateau Marmont. The best idea in TV, Jason Goldberg says, find the new. And to do it, look to outsiders. Television is an expression. It's the best expression of the very idea of entertainment that we have ever found. How we see it, on laptops, on cell phones, that change is okay with TV, so long as our devotion to it remains. Because for the media companies, there's one thing much more terrifying than technological change. I keep recalling this one observation from the TV-tired actor and producer on Monday, Michael Cera.
And now, you know, there's all this, all these new forms of media, like people downloading things on their cell phone that they're expecting to blow up. I mean, I think that's insane. I wouldn't, if I have 90 seconds, you know, that I'm like bored out of my mind and I decide I have to watch something on my phone, I mean, what kind of audience is that, you know, what kind of thing, what is this 90 second thing going to consist of to entertain that kind of person with that short an attention span, you know?
You mean, what if we turned it off? And this from the golden demographic, Michael Cera, 18 years old.
I mean, I would just as soon sit and think for 90 seconds, then, you know, be like, oh my God, this is terrible. What am I going to do?
So, Madeline, there's Michael Cera ending the five best ideas in television from all this week.
Five best ideas. And Alex, can you go over the five best ideas that we heard this week?
You know, I'll sum up what they're all about. They're about how to get advertising to people. Online is so brilliant at that. That's really what scares the television people. We have the five ideas at our website, npr.org, where lots of things about this series are all laid out. But that's what it's about. It's about advertising, how to reach those people, especially 18 to 24, how to make that work in this media confluence world.
Okay, I have a sixth idea.
Okay.
How about making really great shows?
Making really great shows. Kind of what they talk about, you know, content is king. It's got to be about making the media good, and then it's going to work.
Well, speaking of that content, did you do all this all by yourself?
Okay, I had a little bit of help. I want to thank editor Martha Little, who oversaw much of formulating this series, and producer Sarah Spivak. And we also got a lot of advice and help from Andy Wallenstein, who's a television critic for Day to Day. He works at The Hollywood Reporter. So the best five ideas in television don't really just come from me.